I'm a t-shirt and jeans guy. Never spent a lot on clothes. So I met a girl. She doesn't mind that I'm a t-shirt and jeans guy. We decide to get married. Now I need a tuxedo. I go big time. I decide not to rent, I buy. It's worth it. I look great. Then I get this call. It's not my best man, not my mum. It's Citibank. They just wanted to make sure someone else wasn't using my card. Imagine a t-shirt and jeans guy finding happiness with a girl, a tuxedo, and a bank all at the same time. What a year. Sometimes you don't quite know what you want. Hip-hop or K-pop? Modern country or classic R&B? EDM or emo? Sometimes you just gotta skip through until you find just what you're looking for. Spotify. Is work really good? Because it kinda looks bad. Good doesn't make you check your personality at the door. Good wants you to bring it to work. Good is hustling hard. Not because you have to, but because you're happy to. Start living the good work life. Staples. Ever wondered how we seal the envelope your Sky bill comes in? Meet Lloyd. Talented, isn't he? That one's not coming unstuck in the post. It's really just a matter of time before he gets to yours. Get your Sky bill via email, not Lloyd. Visit sky.co.nz and get your bill the easy way. From the makers of Four Weddings and a Funeral, Bridget Jones' Diary and Notting Hill, the ultimate romantic comedy, Love Actually. Very romantic, very comedy. In theatres on November the 7th, Love Actually.
Yes, it's festival time again in Kruger Park. Bring the kids, your in-laws, your neighbours, and even their dog to join in the fun at this flavourful and exotic celebration of African culture. Taste food from kitchens around the world. It doesn't get any better than this. Join the fun this long weekend at Kruger Park. Hope to see you there.
Reared in a deeply religious home, Gandhi received an indifferent formal education in India and in 1888 began law studies in England. In quest of clerical work, he went to South Africa in 1893 and was shocked at the racial discrimination there. He became an advocate for his fellow Indians in South Africa and undertook a series of challenges to the government that led to jail. After thorough soul-searching, he entered politics in India in 1919 to protest British sedition laws. He emerged as the head of the Indian National Congress and advocated a policy of non-violent, non-cooperation to achieve Indian independence.